At 6:06, it is partly clear. We are well above freezing this morning in Tulsa at 36 degrees and absolutely no weather-related problems on the city streets this morning. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We begin this morning down at the state capitol, where legislative leaders and Governor Fallon reached a deal on dividing about $7 billion among the various state agencies. Now, the governor says the agreement reflects the priorities she stressed in her executive budget. That includes boosts in funding for education and for other programs.
Health care is certainly a top priority for our state. Mental health services, child welfare services, and also infrastructure.
Now, the budget included $74 million for education. Now, that's an increase over recent years, but it does not keep up with enrollments. It has taken her 2 years, but Governor Fallon has gotten an Oklahoma income tax cut through the legislature. The cut will not go into effect for another 2 years. The Oklahoma Policy Institute's David Blatt is no fan of trimming state revenue.
The tax cuts are going to shift even more of the responsibility for paying for public services on low and moderate income households.
Now, Blatt says Oklahoma needs to better invest in its education and health care systems, and he says that can't be done without preserving the revenue base. A tip leads to the discovery of three bodies in a two-decades-old cold case. Our Marshall Stewart reports this morning that law enforcement officials are offering a reward for more information.
Authorities have uncovered bodies on property near Jennings, believed to be those of Wendy Camp, her six-year-old daughter Cynthia Brito, and Camp's sister-in-law Lisa Krieger. They disappeared in May of 1992. The case involves several jurisdictions and several arrests are possible. Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation Director Stan Florence.
We believe that several people are involved in this violent crime. The passage of 21 years gave the tipster confidence to come forward and to provide the information necessary to help push this case further.
The OSBI is offering a $5,000 reward in an effort to encourage others who may have information about the case to come forward. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Gasoline shot up 14 cents a gallon last night. Now, most stations this morning in Tulsa are charging $3.29 for regular unleaded. 100 new jobs and a new facility are coming to North Tulsa. Taylor Forge is expanding its operation at the Cherokee Industrial Park. The Tulsa Chamber's Vice President for Economic Development is Justin McLaughlin.
Tulsa continues to be an attractive place for manufacturing and energy jobs. You know, one of the things that's really key to supporting any employment sector is the workforce, and we certainly have that workforce available and ready to work and that's skilled in the energy environment.
The Kansas-based company is applying to be part of the Oklahoma Quality Jobs Incentive. Well, despite the chilly weather, the city of Tulsa is doing its spring cleaning. The city's surplus auction is tomorrow. We asked purchasing coordinator Patricia Cummings what will be on the auction block.
Oh, we have everything that you can imagine. Anything from big excavators and dump trucks to electronic phones, tools, computers, gym equipment, anything you can think of, we've got it to sell.
The auction begins tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Now, you can preview the items today at the surplus facility. That's at Haskell in North Trenton. Our weather forecast, a freeze warning until 10, otherwise mostly sunny, windy and cool today, 53 for a high. There is a chance of rain tonight, 37 for an overnight low, rain tomorrow in a high of 55. National Weather Service radar right now showing all of the rain out of the state of Oklahoma along with the snow. It is partly clear now in Tulsa at 610 and 36 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.